You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It is 8 minutes past the hour. Rick and Bubba Show. Thanks for being with us. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, Eddie Van Adler, all here. The kickoff hour is behind us. Adler settles into his booth. Rick and Bubba University student Blazing Silverman taking your phone calls today. Banging out a degree in common sense, which has now become a superpower. And you can chat with us there, and we look forward to chatting with you today as we unpack the stories from the weekend. And another Rick and Bubba University, the podcast is out there. If you didn't catch it over the weekend, hear the conversation with Jonathan Evans. His new book, Fighting Your Battles, Every Christian's Playbook to Victory. Look for that wherever you get podcasts. Will of Meat has been reset. It's back in play again for another week, but we got to bring him in here. The pride of Cedar Springs, Alabama, but most of you probably know him best as a silver-tongued one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the King's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussett! Howdy,
Bubba. How about it, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, and associates everywhere, welcome in to the little party we call Rick and Bubba. We got a whole week in front of us, and we got to get through this thing together somehow.
Let's go. There it is, the world's greatest garage band.
There it is.
Bubba, how are you feeling, buddy?
I am good, Rick. How are you, sir?
Well, I know you were out and about moving. How'd it feel to get back out in that sunshine?
Oh, it was good. It felt real good. I might have, you know, overdone it a little bit Saturday, but, you know, you got to push the edge a little bit, see where it is.
Well, look, and, when you've been going through what you're going through, to get out there and let that sunshine on you.
Oh,
oh
no.
You're like a flower that said, look.
And we've had this extended time of beautiful fall weather. You know, some years we never have that. And it's beautiful out there. I know everybody planting green fields would like for just a little bit of rain to come over their place.
Cuz?
I saw Cuz's post. What he's just planting anyway.
What was he thinking?
Well,
what are you going to plant in the desert?
And he's trying some new some new seed, too. So.
He got excited, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. Got excited.
But the rain's coming. Don't worry. It'll get here eventually.
Well, you know, you and I, and look, hear me. Some of the things that Bubba and I and the team have said over the years, I realize are cutting edge. Now, a lot of it turned out to maybe be
a little dead on.
You know, you can go to our museum we've got of our prophet stars. Bubba and I started a theory. You know, because I know climate change, good gracious, some of the things we're doing all under the guise of climate change. You and I said that we think the calendar has gotten off.
Yeah, just a little
bit. Remember this? It was very innovative.
Well, it's always, right. I mean, think about it, Rick. We know it's off because even current modern day standards, every 4 years, we take away a day.
Correct.
Just to get it back.
And we used to mock like that's going to fix it.
Well, okay. Now think about it. Let me just play this out. Can I walk this out?
Yeah.
So every 4 years, you're turning 58 today. By the way, happy birthday.
Thank you.
So that is, let's see. You've had that happen 10, 12. I mean, you've seen that happen, you know, 14 so times in your lifetime. So you know, by best case scenario, it was off 2 weeks.
There you go.
Best case.
Right.
But we know that it's more than that.
Yeah, and we, you know, the fact that we're having to make an adjustment tells you that we know this thing isn't pure.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, what we learned all these things over the years from little Jamie Spann and all these different people, and he tells us that October is the driest month of the year.
Yeah.
It hardly ever rains in October.
Right.
Well, I think that October started about a week early, maybe 10 days.
Yeah.
And we're already in the October. Now, today, you know, we're full-blown in because now October started over the weekend.
Right.
But if you look at the forecast, it's an October forecast. And so, but I think October started earlier. And you're going to see the end of October not be the way October normally is because really
it started early.
We've been in October for about 2 weeks.
Well, Rick, people, and I know you love to tell people this who move here, not familiar with our weather, where we live.
Yeah.
when they get excited about September, you said it's just August again.
It's just August again.
Well, see, it wasn't August again this year.
Back to what I'm saying.
Yeah. It actually acted more like October.
You know
so
why?
Are we in November is my question.
Not yet. We'll be in November in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So just in case you're
that's just what I'm wondering.
We're a little off. Because the weather pattern that we were in for the last week of September was October.
And how about it started early in September this time? I mean, usually you don't even have a hint of cool weather until October.
Yeah. So you're saying Halloween's really Thanksgiving.
Yes. So exactly. I guess some of you can be thankful for witches.
Yeah.
So
it's all I think
I'm not thankful for them, but
I think it's off about 30 days.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's what hit me because when we were, you know, Greg and I got to take Dad down the farm Friday, and I was like, this is October. This has been October. Mm-hmm. We've been in this little dry October thing for about 10 days now.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people, and you know, I'm an allergy sufferer. I can pretty much tell you when ragweed is blooming.
Oh yeah,
hey, ragweed.
I don't have to look at anything.
No,
man, you just look at my eyes, and it'll tell you.
Yeah, I had a
look into my soul.
I had a sinus infection while you were gone.
Yeah,
and
cried about it.
Yeah, I didn't cry about it. Greg almost found out what it was like to get beat up by a guy with a sinus infection.
Almost.
He said when he was trash talking me, it sounded like his nose was stuffed up. So we'll jump in it. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about from the weekend. Bubba went out and watched the ball game.
Watch out.
He's back out
there.
A
lot of folks told me to tell you guys.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah. Jack State, baby.
Bubba, me and you got one thing in common this weekend. I'm a yen.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
You and Greg have something in common this coming weekend?
This past
weekend. Oh, this past weekend.
Yeah. Okay. I was looking at my calendar. What have I forgot?
This past weekend.
What did I forget?
We'll unpack it when we come back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so I'm going to tell you right now the feedback that we're getting for those of you that have been listening to Bubba and I talk about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Now, why are they calling it Thunderstorm? Bubba, you know why they call it that?
Rick, because you know how in the summer it just smells and feels so clean after a thunderstorm, and here it is right here.
Bubba's got his REI of the package. Look what it comes in. You know how we love good packaging. Look, I mean, we're holding these up in here, and I'm going to tell you, if you want to get yours right now, we're going to save you $200. Now, let me tell you how this works. If you have, you know, like a downstairs area, or maybe you just cooked something, or you know, you had a fire break out, and you're like, oh my goodness, I burnt that on my skillet. Now it stinks in here. Look, you put the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier on it, and buddy, your house will be healthy. It'll be clean. It'll be fresh smelling. It eliminates odors. That's different than covering odors, Speedy. Eliminates odors, kills mold and mildew and bacteria and viruses. But Bubba, look at it. It's not some big bulky thing you bring in, and right now we're going to get you three of these for under $200. Now that's a fraction of the cost compared to a lot of air purifiers out there that go for over 600 big ones. Plus one in your basement, one in your bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you need clean, fresh air, and it's handled. So with this special offer, three units under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. They just plug in. It's not complicated. EdenPureDeals.com, put in the discount code RickandBubba3, and we'll save you $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code RickandBubba3. And by the way, shipping is free. So looking back over the weekend, I know the kickoff hour have talked about it, but Greg, you said you and Bubba actually had shared something over the weekend. I know, Greg, Bubba, you went to see Jack State play, got out there a little bit, moved around.
Yep.
Greg, I know you had the crap run. I know that you finished and beat your personal time. It was Greg against Greg.
Yes.
So
you did beat your time, huh?
Yes.
Good deal.
And
Greg won.
Yes, right. And Greg beat Greg.
I didn't get quite. I'm 41 seconds from my goal. I was a little – monkey got me at the end on my back. I came out a little wrong.
Seconds?
Yeah. I wanted to run it in 30 minutes. I ran it in 30 minutes and 41 seconds.
Okay. That's good, but that's almost four minutes than last year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, seriously, and we certainly want to cut up and do all that stuff, but was it successful? Did they have a big turnout?
Yes, they did. And look, that's me and Randa. That's Vanessa's sister that runs it. And the you know, people ask me how I've got involved in this, and I was trying to – you know, dates I'm wrong on half the time.
That's all right, Greg. None of us are going to know.
But 2014, 2015, Randa and Vanessa actually came to my house, and she had written a book, And that's how we met. You know, hey, country folks, we'll come visit.
Oh, yeah.
That's no big deal. Anyway, so we became friends. But the ironic part, and I have a picture with my niece Lindsay, Lisa's sister's daughter. Lindsay, she was diagnosed with a breast cancer, triple negative, which is really rough.
Ooh.
After we had already met Vanessa and them, and then we needed the care package. You know, right. we reached out. This marker every year now, and I remember Lindsay coming to the first one I ever ran as right after she had her treatments. So every now she's been cancer free, you know, up to this point from then, and there she is. So it's like a marker every year. It's another good year, and there and look at her, she's smiling and
that's awesome.
She's
praise
healthy
God for that.
And amen. Just you know, a lot of prayer and everything and just people. But that's how all this started. And then every year, me and Lisa would try to help every way we can. You know, different fundraisers we've helped in, but this is a big one.
Yeah, and the audience has helped. We've done fundraisers for them. We had a lot of interest in it this year. Yeah,
but yeah, I thought. But
beautiful day,
and like I said, they had the you know cancer. We know it here; it touches everybody. And they had a lot of Lindsay and some of the other survivors when they doing the pre-race stuff. They got up and said something about battle and all. It was a great day. It really was, and it. Like I say, every year when you know, we go another year that she's clean, you know, it's a celebration.
Oh, you better believe it.
So, but it was a great day. And I ran for me. That's not, you know, I'm not a runner, okay?
Right.
But I did train more than I have, if you want to call it training. And I wanted to run 30 or less, which I knew. About a 10-minute mile is about as good
but
as
you
I
beat Greg, though.
But like I said, it was because I got this chip in your thing. And it'll tell
Greg,
you.
You need to clarify what
in your you the number.
Yeah, you just don't throw out the put a chip one. In your thing.
Yeah, that, I thought it was that's in not your required. Chest, that's yeah. right. But it's the number, yeah. and it gives you the exact time. And that's so good. It was 30 minutes and 41 seconds. I went over by 41 seconds on my goal.
And last year
I ran about it was 34 to 35.
If you think that's something like I said, sent the text to y'all this weekend, wait till Bubba runs it next year.
That's right.
Bubba's going with
2.0.
Who 2.0?
Huh. You stepped out there.
Well,
say
Bubba 2.0.
No, I didn't step out.
No,
anywhere.
I threw that.
Oh, was it you?
Okay. No, I volunteered him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm just kind of here.
Well, Bubba, you got a year.
Bubba's innocent in this. I'm volunteering.
You know, for my knees are still bad.
Yeah. You're right.
We had so much going back and forth.
Not after you drop another 40.
But next year, Bubba, you're in the crowd.
Hey,
it gets bigger and better every year. Next year, Bubba being in it, Ricky, it'll be over the top.
Well, next year you walk it, and the year after that you run it.
But Rand and them, they did a great job. It was 3.2.
So some say one.
I have to look
two.
On my street and see how far a mile is.
But every year it gets bigger and it was huge this year and they worked really hard and it was a lot of people running. So.
Yeah. So what did you and Bubba have in common over the weekend?
We had in common Bubba at the ball game and me at the race. We encountered Rick and Bubba, listener for years and friend of the show, paratrooper at large, Jason Benefield.
Okay, spent the day with joking. Bubba. I thought he was joking.
No, I really did too.
Look, I walk up and he's signing up, and we get kind of separated. And all of a sudden, in a run, I come up beside him. All of a sudden, he goes, "Say, I told you you'd catch me." So then we drafted for a good ways till about the halfway turn. So yeah,
did y'all talk when y'all?
We did a little bit, but that's hard for me to do because I can't breathe and run and talk.
And I know you enjoyed that moment with Jason, but
he cost me at 41 seconds.
He cost you the 41 seconds.
Doggone it!
I'm gonna tell him.
I hate to bring it up,
even though he didn't. I'm gonna
paratrooper at large, but you cost Greg the. His personal goal.
No way I can talk while I'm running like that.
No, I can't either.
He really
I can't run.
His whole family.
I mean, even when we used to run and train, I couldn't talk while I was running. No.
His whole family's runners, so you know.
I could say words, but they wasn't like words you won't respond to.
Wait a minute, you beat a former paratrooper whose family's runners?
Well, yeah, Rick, but he's also had a battle with blood clots and
that's
stuff.
That's all right. No, it's all right. I mean, we can't. It's like that time that I ran Kerry Lambert after he got off chemo. I still took it.
I don't think it was that.
You know what I mean? I still took it as a win.
Yeah, but you elbowing him and almost pushing him down in the sand was.
That was Sherry.
That was both. They ran both on the beach.
Well, just don't get in my lane. I told Sherry that and I told the cancer patient that.
They both ran on the same.
Kerry Lambert knows not to get in my lane. Sherry did too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you don't get in people's lanes. Track people tell you that.
That's right. Every now and then, you had to tell somebody, hey, coming through, coming around.
Yeah. I know you're not big on compliments, but Benefield did reach out and had great things to say about how well you ran this thing.
He sent us a picture of your rump. He said you threw rump in it.
Well, in the class of the goodens, you know, the people who are not really runners and are basically goodens, I guess I did okay.
Yeah.
If they have an award for that.
Well, you beat the goodens.
I was seconds from the podium.
Mm-hmm.
I was fourth on my age group. Seconds between third.
Okay.
They sent me a little thing.
Well, you're racing in your conference. I mean, nobody's asking you know.
Next year I'm making the podium.
If you'll train a little bit harder and quit talking to Jason, you'll be on that podium.
That's right. We'll take that.
You're right.
But he had pictures of y'all at the game.
Yeah,
and
I
he's got
to
this
him
stylish hat he's wearing for some reason.
Yeah,
did you see that?
Jason Benefield wears a stylish hat.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of hat we talking
it
about?
It was some kind of derby slash, I'm not sure.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Send a picture of it, Jason. I want everybody to see it.
Yeah, you talked to him while you were running. I talked to him on the way to the buffet.
Boy, that's a good buffet up there. What'd they have good stuff this year? It's always good.
But you didn't get – I mean, you eating better now. You didn't
I am. As a matter of fact, I'm the lowest weight this morning I've been in a long time.
Did they have any turkey sandwiches on the buffet?
No, they did not. No, they didn't.
This time next year, you'll be looking at me going, Greg, that 3.2 wasn't bad.
I ate a lot of shrimp this weekend, which I enjoyed, by the way.
Mm-hmm. That's good for you.
I have eaten more turkey sandwiches in the past month than I have in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. No, I like
turkey. I'll say 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Chicken's my number one, but I like turkey, too.
Mm-hmm.
Betty makes a mean turkey sandwich. I like it.
I'll go turkey in a second.
You know, I have to – turkey to me can be a little dry, but we put a little tomato on there, which I know you don't like,
mm-hmm.
but that helps to balance it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. It's good. It's good for you.
Yeah. That's right.
Huh?
Yeah. I found out also on the, because I've been eating really, really healthy, and I thought birthday weekend I'll try to party a little bit. Man, that was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I paid a horrible price for that.
You're not used to partying.
Well, it was one of those things where after we'd finished at the restaurant, Sherry kind of wanted to walk around the beautiful weather a little bit, and I said, I don't think that's an option for me. And she's like, "What do you mean?" I said, I need to get on to the house.
Yeah.
You know, let's not venture out too far.
My old friends over in the bad
close.
My old friends over in the bad food category are treating me kind of rough right now. People won't have to go home
and
be reminded that maybe this isn't worth it.
Well, you got a timeout.
Right. You know that old where I'd like to go home or versus the I must go home?
Yeah. Yes, there's a difference.
I went from the I'd like to the I must real quick.
Yeah. Gotta go.
Yeah, but that's all right. It sure was good in the moment, and it didn't hang around long. So
okay, and let me
back to normal.
Real good.
Let me
happy birthday.
Let me publicly tell y'all, I ran into a lot of people at the Jack State game. Good game, by the way, won in overtime over Kennesaw State, which is a team that's given them fits over the years.
Oh, yeah, run that off.
But a lot of people told me to tell y'all hello. I mean a lot.
Yeah.
And I can run the list later today.
Yeah. I understand you met Mr. Oxford himself, too.
Oh, yeah, I saw Stephen.
Young Stephen Waits.
Oh, yeah. The mover and shaker.
The mover and shaker, Mr. Oxford.
Schoolboy, we called him.
He was out there, rubbing elbows with the movers and shakers.
Oh, yeah. If it's happening, he's there.
Oh, yeah. I bet he was gripping and grinning, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so some things over the weekend. Also, it was a Chamber of Commerce Day wherever you were trying to have events. And Talladega Super Speedway, people came from all over the country to the world's fastest track. And there was a lot of action going on this weekend. But, Bubba, I noticed your Lake Buddy was there.
Rick, Chase Elliott was chasing nobody as he ends up the winner of Talladega. And he also moves into the playoffs now with this.
I love your play on words.
Yeah, you like that.
That was good.
I can't understand their new playoff scoring system.
I was going to ask you,
Greg. It confuses me, and I don't know how it works.
It's tough to follow. I tried. But he won it and
at
the
end there'll be four cars that are eligible in the last race to win it all.
And now it's 12 and then it goes to 8 and to 4.
I don't know.
And Greg, I guess I had been missing the news on this that there was controversy about some safety issues, and at one point they were wondering if the drivers might protest the race.
Oh, I didn't know it got that far.
It's the new gen car, and it's the setup on the front and the back aren't as forgiving. So when they crash, that they're saying they feel it a little bit more.
Well,
and
like
so
they're asking, we had a driver out with a concussion for that very reason.
Yeah.
He didn't race. But
they've
made them now where the new ones you can bump a little and not tear the car up. You can keep driving. But also you give up some of that energy, dissipates the energy as it crumbles.
Crumples on.
Yeah.
I thought they were protesting because the neurotrauma consultant from some guy from the NFL was now working for NASCAR.
The guy who left the Dolphins abruptly.
Yeah. The guy who let a staggering quarterback back in the game.
Right. Yeah. Who was holding his head.
They said that it wants staggering drivers behind the wheel.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I don't understand the new playoff either, and I don't follow NASCAR very much at all, but But I do like when they race at the big tracks, and Talladega is one that's usually incredibly exciting.
Yeah, and during the broadcast, they said that there was over 100,000 folks there.
That's which is
awesome. We drove by Sunday, and it looked a lot more like the old days.
Yeah, the weather was great.
Of course, some of those had fled a hurricane, you know, but still, we'll take them.
We'll take you however.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's a big old place you can camp, and Bruce Burrow was a starter.
Yeah, we have that. Now, did you give Bruce any tips since you started the race before?
Since y'all have made such a fuss of this, I haven't seen Bruce a lot.
Thank y'all. Well, look, you know this show will ruin a friendship. You know, and I mean, it'll just take it and trash it. I've got people I think that wanted to be my friend at one time, and they thought better of it.
Yeah, but I'm sure because I didn't see it. That's why I wanted to see the clip. I'm sure Bruce brought
a
lot of energy.
Who, Mr. Energy?
Yeah.
So here he is. And
this is him talking just about Talladega in general.
Okay.
How do you feel about this opportunity? We'll walk and talk.
Unbelievable opportunity. I mean, this is a monster event. And kind of makes me proud to be an American, right?
Right. Well, just talking about this atmosphere. You've seen some good atmospheres in your sports coaching career and stuff. How's this kind of stack up, this facility?
I mean, it's right there. You know, you go to Jordan-Hare Stadium or, you know, where Alabama plays their football, and, you know, Bear Bryant Stadium. I mean, it's pretty special. It's right here in Alabama. We got so much to be proud of. This is the fastest track in the world, right?
Yeah.
So, man, it's an honor to be here and looking forward to starting a race and hearing that thunder.
It's an everything state, right?
It is an everything state. No, seriously. Yeah. It is. It really is. We got a lot to be proud of. Somebody asked me, if you had a message for the people in Alabama, what would it be? I said, you know what? Don't change. You know, we got to take what we're doing here, we gotta spread it throughout the country. You know, these people love their country, they love their God, they love their communities, they love their neighbors. And Alabama's got a lot to be proud of.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach. Have a good day.
All right, War Eagle.
See you next time, yeah.
Oh, how about that? He's getting everybody fired up.
Listen, I know Bruce, and I know how his brain works on this. He's thinking right now, how do I get an exhibition game in front of this crowd before the race starts?
You're absolutely right.
And I love it.
There's plenty of room for it.
Oh, yeah. You could set a little track up, I mean, a little court on pit row over there in the grass and have a game before the track. And he's thinking, who'd I talk to?
Right.
Yeah, it's one of those things on in life, and it really doesn't matter whether you are a race fan or not, but on the bucket list of sports experiences or just life experiences, you do need to hear those 42 cars go get to speed one time. At Talladega,
Rick, that
freight train.
Yeah, even if you just do that and leave, you need to experience that.
We've got to do a lot of cool things tied into the show over the years. It's not us; it's just the job we do.
Right.
And getting to start the race at Talladega was one of them where you never forget seeing those cars go under you and those little rubber pellets coming up and hitting you.
Oh yeah.
But when we rode in the pace car. And we were going around that track and got to see the crews on pit row all lined up saluting when we went by. And we look back and we see Jeff Gordon and Bill Elliott and some of those guys in the very front row at the time. And, I mean, that it doesn't get much better than that, I'll be honest with you. It's just hard to beat.
It was one of those things that you go, I'm so thankful I got to experience that. And it's the power of all of them when they, you know, the restrictor plate has made the first lap pretty good, but now you have to stay to like the second or third lap when they get at full speed. Yeah. In the old days, they were at full speed, buddy, when they came around.
The minute they went under. The time they got out of turn two, they were screaming.
I mean, but it's like you're sitting there and this track is so big, you really can't see the other side if you're, you know, where the grandstands are, so you hear this roar, and you're like, well, something's coming.
Yeah,
and then, buddy, when they come out of three and then hit four and come by you,
hey now,
it is a great experience, and everybody should experience it at least one time.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And if you were in our state over the weekend, you got to see it on a very beautiful day, and all the colors and the pageantry of the whole thing. There's a lot going on, and it's a big, big place.
It's huge.
Really
big. I mean, it's your big boy.
Bruce Pearl got really into it at one point, taking his shirt off. Oh wait,
that was at the football.
That was at the football game.
No, he'll put his shirt off.
Oh, he will. He will.
In a second.
You look, you know, accountability is everything. The fact that Bruce takes his shirt off as much as he does, he has to keep himself in shape.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you don't want to, you know, then you become the guy that everybody wants you around the field with something painted on.
Right. Right.
You know, which that's more like you and me.
Yeah. Well, but, I can't pull my shirt off now. I'll scare the children.
Right. You know? Well, no. For Halloween, you should be in great shape. You know,
if it's warm on Halloween, I will win the Frankenstein Award.
We'll be back. 866, we be big is our number. Much to cover on the program today as we unpack another weekend. And your phone calls are part of it. We look forward to chatting with you today when the Rick and Bubba Show continues.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Bubba, we have we've been following your health journey, and
a fun month we had.
What a
guys.
Fun month huh? We've had, and we've had so many people praying for you. Let me tell you
and
something.
I hope I have adequately expressed the fact that I cannot express adequately my thanks for all of those prayers.
Look, the power of the prayer warriors in this audience, when you plug into that, you know, you sleep in peace. So I mean,
it's not the outcome that's the miracle.
No, it's
the peace that we've had through all of it.
Yeah,
because you know I lost my dad to cancer when I was 15, and you know, and it was a real bad situation. And so you know, when you hear the C word, that's usually you know, a lot of panic and despair goes with that.
Well, sure,
but you know, we're living in a time now that we've made so many advances and. There's so many skilled doctors, and we have so much great equipment out there now that, you know, it's not a good word to hear, but hey, at least you got a fighting chance and you're going to be in a battle.
Amen.
But what I wanted to share is we're supposed to go back tomorrow and meet with our doctor and get the final path report on the tumor they removed from my liver. And I was going to wait till we had all that, but I wanted to go ahead and share because we communicated with him Friday. And he called to tell me that the report came back and it was really, really good. So we're excited about that. We'll read the fine print tomorrow and go over the details of it. But bottom line is they got the tumor. The margins were clear of tumor,
amen.
Which means they cut out liver that had not been infected yet. It did not get into the vascular system. So in other words, it wasn't in the blood supply. And it's amazing to me, Rick, how they can do this because, you know, once you deal with this, you learn more and more. The tumor started in the liver. Usually liver tumors, what I'm told, please know I'm speaking on a subject I know nothing about, but what I'm being told, usually livers in the tumor come from somewhere else.
Yeah. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we've
heard that too. So this was going to be an indicator to them where else they might need to go and look. And, of course, they've looked everywhere. Which I'm glad, and I'm like, keep looking.
Sure.
Then they have doctors that look at this, literally a panel, and advise where to go forward. And as it stands right now, they're probably not going to do anything else but just ask me to get a CAT scan probably every 90 days for a year, and then we'll spread that out and just keep an eye on it. So that looks real good. I mean, I don't think it could have been any better.
No,
so, I wanted to share. That's good news. That's real good.
That's
news.
Real yeah. good news.
So, thank
so
you.
So that's big news. And I know some everywhere go. Everybody you know ask and I know what it is. You're always wanting more information, and we're always like, look, we can only give you information as we get it.
Yeah.
So so tomorrow was on there as a big day.
Yeah.
And all indications are it's good news.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to fine print, and we may we may change and look. 90 days from now, we may have other issues to deal with. I hope not, but we don't know what next month, next week, next year holds. But for today, we looking good.
Yeah, I mean, and that's all you can go with.
That's all I got is today.
So we were talking off air about this. If this plays out like it is looking like it is,
yeah,
truly that gallbladder surgery, when the surgeon said, "Hey, what's that right there?"
Yeah, absolutely,
and took a sample of that, and if that doesn't happen.
I'm sitting here with a ticking time bomb that when they did find it would have been too late.
Right. Because they found it
so
early.
Yeah, and you know, when he was in there, they took a little sample to be tested. One was negative, one was inconclusive, but because of his expertise, and I'd love to get him to come on the air to talk about some of this. I don't know that he will, but because of his expertise. I mean, he, you know, he kind of grabs you, puts his arm around you and says, we need to get that out. Let me get it out. Let's get it out quick. And it ain't normal. It may not be cancerous. It may not be dangerous, but let's just get it out of there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, let's go. And, you know, he was, we could have had that second surgery a week earlier. You know, he was just waiting on me to get ready to be able to stand it again. So, you know, you can't just, somebody knows what they're doing. Even with all the testing and great electronics we have, you know, you still have to have somebody that knows how to read that and read the road signs and have been there before and say, hey, let's take care of that. So I'm just, I'm thankful. This doesn't seem like it covers it, but I'm very thankful.
Well, elation is a good word. And that, because, you know, when you're facing possible chemo and stuff like that, I mean, that's just such a difficult road.
And, you know, they've improved on all that much, Rick, because we've had some discussions about it. But what Speedy and I were talking about earlier is, I don't know, and this concerns me greatly now, how many other people are out there in that same condition that I was a month ago? You're walking around with a time bomb, and you don't know it. So how can we encourage people to get that checked? Go get it out. Maybe you'll be just like where I am today. No problem. Where if we don't, and see, that's one of the things I don't have, and I hope I have answers to it. Like, how long would that have gone before we would have known it? Or how long has it been in there? Do we have some kind of indicator on time, how long that was going on?
Is there any indication that possibly it was the cancer that caused the pain, not the gallbladder?
It is, there has been a discussion about that.
Because that actually also is more miraculous news because you know, we all start reading on it.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things they said about this kind of cancer is, unfortunately, a lot of times it doesn't show itself.
No, it doesn't.
So if it did show itself and it turned out not to have any margins, it was all good. That was another very fortunate thing.
And there was, you know, I don't want to get into all the medical minutia because it's way over my head and I don't know what I'm talking about. But there was, it did look like on the tumor that part of it had died already, which might mean it was growing quicker than the blood vessels, even though it wasn't in the blood, the liver was supporting it, that it could support it. So it had, and that could have been part of the problem. Now, the gallbladder did meet the criteria for coming out, but it wasn't as bad as what they thought it was going to be based on the pain I was
having. That's why I'm saying that, because I had a gallbladder attack and it felt more like what you were describing.
Yeah.
But when mine came out, it was gangrene and nearly septic.
Yeah, mine was pretty purple and velvety.
Yours didn't look like it was in that bad of shape to cause that kind of pain.
Yeah, it was.
Because the kind of pain you were having looked like more like an attack.
Oh, Rick.
Yeah, and
Rick, that's.
Yeah. So.
I will have to say, second worst pain I've ever had.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, first pain was playing. Was when Hams had to cram me in my Jeep from playing pickleball.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
That was the worst injury I've ever had. Ever. Ever.
You're fortunate.
Pickleball took him out.
We'll be back. But that's great news.
Yeah.
Elation. Elation is the word. We'll chat with you guys next.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so as we work our way back, we got the great update on Bubba's health, which was awesome, fantastic, celebration. And I know you got out and you moved around a little bit this weekend and went to see Jack State play. And then I'm pretty sure that you told me that y'all have added a third dog.
You covered a lot in that brief intro there, Rick.
Yeah. What a weekend.
What the?
I did see a lot of people. I don't know the word to express my appreciation for everybody, for all they've done for us. I am married to Ellie Mae Clampett.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who are Beverly Hillbillies.
Yep.
Fame.
Yep.
And she loves her animals. And I love animals too, Rick. Don't get me wrong. But
sure you
there's,
do.
You know, there's probably more. I probably have more of a limit than, say, Ellie Mae Clampett would. Well, when anything walks up, she wants to make it hers.
Don't you have cats too?
We have a cat.
Okay.
That weighs. The last time we weighed him was 25 pounds. And I quit weighing him because he's hurting my back to pick him up.
Right.
But, buddy, you better brace yourself.
Yeah.
But he's very affectionate. Einstein, he's very smart. He has the secondary nickname, the Love Gov, because he will come and find you and he will share the love with you.
Right.
So if you don't want to be covered in hair, look out.
Right.
But we have added the news this weekend was we have added a third dog to the family. This is little Ruby Sue.
And I'm sorry?
I know. And
I'm sorry, what now?
I voted against the name.
For that very reason?
I said, Betty, you realize Adler just had a daughter and they're named that.
Right.
She goes, yeah, but it doesn't matter, pet names and human names. This is all separate.
I can't get Christmas vacation out of my mind. You remember little Ruby Sue.
I know. I know. But due to the coloring, she's a fan of Ruby Sue. So
I'm a fan of Ruby, too.
What kind of dog
is
that?
My daughter, two-year-old
well,
daughter.
Greg, I was afraid you were going to ask me that. Betty will have to call and tell you. I don't know. I can't tell you what any of our dogs are.
Some kind of doodle.
That's what it looks like. Doodle.
It has a doodle in the end of it, but it's a King Charles something.
Is this
doodle?
A cabin?
It's something
whoa, whoa,
down that
wait
way.
A minute. Yeah. I had one for you. I had a Cavapoo, and y'all have got your own Cavapoo and left me with Buddy?
And named it Ruby?
Yeah. Come on.
I've been in the hospital. I have had nothing to do with this.
Yeah. That is now you went out and got the same doll. He looks like Buddy.
Yeah, they
I could have given you Buddy. I thought that was our deal.
I thought you were going to give me Buddy, but I felt like you...
Well, you made up some story that I was resistant to it.
I felt like you were saying that, but you really didn't mean it.
Well, how did you come to that conclusion?
Rick was trying to act like he didn't want Buddy, is what you're saying.
Did you sense it, too?
Yeah, I could tell that he was getting a little choked up about Buddy leaving.
Y'all have lost your minds. Nobody believes this bit because there's no way.
After the deer incident, I thought you were going to go to squalling.
No, well, okay. Now we're all just going to tell stories. Yeah. No, I've never been so disappointed because, see, all the trauma, that would already be over.
You did gain a little respect for him during that, though. I saw that.
His resilience.
That was true.
I've never seen a dog live through so much.
Yeah.
I like the fact he was getting power slammed, and then all of a sudden, he's on the back porch hanging out.
I thought he was dead.
My dog Buddy continuing to live is another sign that God does have a sense of humor.
Okay. It's messing with you.
Okay, Betty says it's a cavadoodle.
So
what's all these doodles?
Cavadoodle.
If you get a doodle in there somewhere, I think they don't shed. They don't shed.
So. Well, I ain't got a doodle then.
So little Ruby is full of energy, and she was the boss of her little litter.
She is. She really is just full of energy.
Yeah.
She's just hard to keep up. Which Ruby are you talking about?
Sorry. Well, I'm talking about the dog Ruby.
Right. Ruby. Wow.
So she has come in, and she is she's made a real splash.
The dog looks like Buddy. What are y'all doing?
So it is.
And by the way, it's Cavapoo, not Cavadoodle.
No, it's a. There is a Cavadoodle. That's what I was going to say. So it's Cavalier King Charles Spaniels and a poodle. Yours is different.
Yours is a Pickapoo and a Cavapoo.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea.
So what is mine?
Yours is a. If it is a how'd you say it?
Cavadoodle. Cavadoodle. That's what Ben just said.
So that is a hybrid of a Cavalier King Spaniel. Charles Spaniel, which you mentioned, and a poodle.
Well, that's what Buddy is.
So you got a Cavadoodle too?
You've been calling it wrong.
I don't know what we call it.
Now the other dog, Lovey, in that picture is the one you need to get Betty to tell you what it is because you have to be careful if you're a mixed company saying it.
All right, so it does come up Cavapoo. It is. I think it is the same.
Yeah, I guess you can call it either one.
Either way it works.
So a poo or a doodle is the same.
I don't know.
I had y'all
is
one
that
of
what
these.
Y'all were saying?
That's basically what we were saying. Why? I had you one of these.
Rick, I have, look, there's areas I have some say, maybe my area, and then there's some areas that, you know, I've decided as a husband, I'm just not going to die on that hill.
Everybody gets
it. All right, so look,
you got to get Buddy to go over there and hang out.
No, I've got a backup plan going
on. I tried to get Buddy to come over for play.
It's the same dog, by the way. We're saying it wrong. Now, it's also known as the Cavapoo, which you keep talking, but it looks like it's called a Cavoodle.
Good night.
C-A-V-O-O-D-L-E, Cavoodle.
See how much easier it is to say I have a beagle?
Thank you.
Yes.
And they don't mix them with everything because beagles are perfect.
That's the same dog.
I've never seen a cross.
You had Rick.
There's a
beagle oodle.
I had you one of these.
If it's the same dog, Betty says it's a C-A-V-A doodle, Cavadoodle.
Nah.
All right, that's what she
said. Betty, what's Lovey?
Guys, Lovey is a Shih Tzu Yorkshire mix.
We're looking at it.
Which is what?
I'm looking. It says
known as a Cavapoo or Cavadoodle, is a cross between two beloved popular dog breeds, the poodle and the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
You know what it is? Tomato, tomato. It's tomato, tomato.
Same thing.
See if you can get Betty on the line, and we'll be able to hear dogs barking behind her while she tells us.
I'm telling you.
You know,
right now.
At least you get to choose your dogs. I've had another one take up at the house. I'm on my third stray.
But yours, Greg, are.
It's still here.
That's the kind of dogs I had growing up, and they're almost perfect.
We've got another one. It's a female. We're thinking about calling her Ruby.
Good.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, we've just.
What you know, if we all had a dog named Ruby.
Once Lisa feeds them.
I have a daughter named Ruby.
I want to go on record as I protested this name.
I do have a big announcement.
I wanted Lucy.
This weekend, I actually picked up a huge announcement, guys. This weekend, I actually picked up a Pac-Man frog, and his name is Hunter Bussy.
So. Andy.
I'm going to grab a tarantula this weekend. It's named Caitlin. And a corn snake while I'm at it.
And a corn snake while I'm at it.
I'll take a corn snake.
That's so good.
You named your dog Kevin. You can't say nothing to anybody about dog names.
We don't have a Kevin that works here.
Well, you have the whole world do. Kevin Calloway.
Nobody has a kid named Kevin. Nobody has a kid named Kevin.
I felt like it was a violation, but Ellie Mae Clampett is, you know, she's going to do her world, and the rest of us are
this
just
is from
long.
Betty.
Listen, guys, this is some kind of Bussy that conspiracy. Betty's saying, well, you were telling her I wouldn't give up Buddy. I had Buddy ready to go.
I didn't.
Ready
to go. Yeah, Bubba was saying that.
Now he's going to come with a lot of prescriptions and a morbid fear of deer.
But loves chicken blood.
Right. Look, we got a big fence in backyard. They can get out there and dig in it.
All right, Bubba, Betty says the Shih Tzu and Yorkie mix named a Shorky.
What are y'all talking
something?
About?
I'm scared to even go there.
You see why I wanted Speedy to say it.
Yeah, I do.
And then Shorty. I've asked her to call the hotline, but I don't know if she will.
This mixing of breeds.
Somebody's
online.
I don't
know if I'm saying it right.
God's going to get us.
She's there, Rick, if you want to get these names correct.
Oh,
what about old German police dog? Remember we used to call German Shepherds that?
Yeah.
This is.
I think Bubba is
so
telling
sorry,
Betty
Rick.
That you won't give.
I know. It's not Betty's fault. The dogs I have are all mixed, but I don't know what they are mixed, I can't make up a funny name for them.
Betty, tell us about your house of dogs. What are
Betty's
all these,
house of dogs.
What are all these dogs?
Am I on now?
Yeah, you think Bubba's been through enough, by the way?
Oh, I know. Bless his heart. I was waiting until he got a little better, you know.
Well, you didn't wait long. I mean, we get one good pass report. Here comes the dog.
I mean, it'll come Sunday.
The ink's not even dry on it.
Listen, he had 2 days to adjust, you know?
Yeah.
Betty,
enough's enough on the dogs.
Rick, you drug your feet on Buddy. Sorry, you missed a boat over here at the bus.
Well, you know? I could have given you the same dog, just sicker.
And I've already got one sick dog. That's the third.
Right, yeah.
Bless her. But anyway.
What are they all called, Betty?
Give us the time slot, because everybody wants to know, and I can't tell them.
It's Ruby, no relation to sweet little Ruby Adler. Daughter.
Yeah. Sure. What's the breed?
A Cavadoodle or poodle or whatever. It may be the same breed as Buddy. I don't know. It's what my hairdresser.
Oh, it is the same breed. It is. It looks just like it.
Well, maybe I wanted Buddy, and you'd never give him up. Yeah. So I just went and got my own Buddy, Rick.
You got bad information from a husband didn't want another dog.
No, we traded an antenna for a dog. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gracious.
That's so good. That is so good, man.
Back in the country you have or whatever. Yeah.
You know. When you make a deal, you're supposed to keep your side.
You are. Golly.
And if you break your side, you know. All right, next dog. Let's talk about the other dog, what type it is. I'm sorry, Betty, you're breaking up. What is the other dog? What is Lovey?
Lovey is a Shorkie, Shih Tzu Yorkie mix. But she was, you know, a COVID doll. We had a friend of a friend who got Lovey, couldn't take care of her because she was going to have to go back on the road working. So we helped her with that. Mm-hmm. And then Gracie is a Maltese Schnauzer mix, a Mauser. There's a
I told you we'd have dogs. I told you we'd have dog barking in the back. Anybody calls me, you're going to hear dogs. It sounds like I work at the pound.
Well, Lovey and Ruby are at it. I mean, they're playing. But anyway, and Gracie is taking a nap, bless her heart.
Yeah. Well, she's, Rick, how does she's on bar time.
How does this feel, Rick?
Well, I'm wise beyond my years. I have a backup plan.
Listen,
and I'll just move to that. No, that's crazy.
If you call home, you got to just plan on trying to work through bark and hear what's going on.
I love it.
Thank you, honey.
Guys, I gotta clean up poop. No, I'm kidding.
See you, babe.
Hey, guys! Big announcement! Big announcement! If you guys could congratulate me, I picked up a blobfish named Bubba Bussy this weekend. Oh, wow. Bill Bubba Bussy the blobfish.
That is a pretty fish right there.
Oh my goodness! Rick and Bubba. I think Adler feels the need to show us a video of his daughter now.
This is a tour of rubies.
Yeah, it's a tour of rubies. As a matter of fact, we can also play a clip from The Wizard of Oz on Ruby Red Slippers. Whatever we need to do, we can play Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town.
Right.
Whatever needs to be done right now to make sure. So you said there's a video of your Ruby that you would now like to play against Bubba's new Ruby. Is that kind of what we're doing here? It's a Ruby playoff?
Yes.
This is human Ruby.
Yes. And it helps that Bubba's Ruby dog is Ruby Sue,
right,
and mine is not. So if we could keep the double name going for the dog, that I'd be good with that.
Ruby Sue.
Ruby Sue.
Ruby Sue and Ruby Jane.
But this is hilarious, and it's good audio for radio listeners. This is our stairs that go down to the basement in the house. Ruby has just discovered that there's a slight echo. I mean, it's not a big stairwell.
Oh, I love echoes.
But there's just a tiny echo, and she just discovered what echo is, and she just starts testing it with some words that she knows, and it is hilarious.
Okay. Right. Okay.
It's one minute long. Here we go.
Phone. Ruby phone. Diapers. Wipes. Nose.
Nose.
Ice cream cups.
I don't know what that
was. Water table.
Water table.
Paper towels.
Paper towels.
Look. Can't think of one.
Rojo.
Rojo. That is Spanish for red.
Look.
There you go, guys. So that's pretty much it. But just here we go.
Diapers, wipes.
I love the little lisp in it too.
Throwing out every word she knows.
So good.
Oh
my God. That is too cute.
Rojo
wipes.
That was so
good.
Yeah.
But man, it's crazy. They discover stuff and they run with it. They test it out. Good. They're just doing lab tests all day long. It's amazing.
That's good. What was funny was watching her think it reminded me a lot of Bubba and me on the air when a big word gets in front of us. That same look on our face.
Yeah.
How do you say this? But her trying to
in
search.
In my mind, I know what it sounds like, but can I get it out here?
Man.
Wipe. I like the silence between the words if she's trying to think of something else.
Oh, my gosh. And then.
And,
have y'all told her that that baby brother's on the way?
Yes.
How's that going?
It's going great. Ruby likes to do super boring stuff, like let's pretend to change a baby's diaper. You just sit and watch while I pretend to change a baby's diaper.
Okay.
And she needs that person, so I think a little, you know, spud potato of a little baby boy will be. They'll get along great.
Oh, that's good.
They'll be good.
And Greg, did we do y'all's big announcement too?
Yeah.
Did we do it on the air?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Remember that I accidentally let it out, but now that's on me. That's on me. I did not.
Yeah, we're expecting our fourth grandchild, and it's another girl, so we'll have two boys and two girls.
How about that,
Chandler? Chandler and Riley, and Pace is going to have a little sister, and he, you know, we'll see.
How do you think Pace is going to take that?
You know, he's kind of big on his mother.
He might not
want to share.
Ruby may be excited about it. I'm not sure Pace will share that enthusiasm.
We'll see. Yeah,
congratulations.
I told him, keep them coming. It's awesome.
No, number four.
Yep.
Good night.
Like I say, another girl.
Now, didn't you get to enjoy the two of the three? at the ball game Friday night?
Yes. They came to the game. Ellis fell in the parking lot and hit his face.
Okay, I saw that in the picture. I told Sherry, I said, I think Ellis fell. It looks like he's got a sprain.
He did, and that kind of messed him up for the first half, but he was ready to roll.
But he got it back.
Oh, he had his hands in his pocket, so he didn't break his fall.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They do that, though.
And then this was Marin's first game, and she had a ball.
Greg, it looked like she thought it was the greatest thing
she
ever.
She did. She clapped for the band. She clapped. And then once Ellis got over it, because that was – it could have been really bad.
I saw it in the picture.
Teeth out, I saw because he picture. Didn't break his fall.
It was the mouth of his.
Yeah. Right. But they did good. They did great. And like I say, we didn't think Marin would make it to halftime, but she was – you know, because she gets sleepy, but she was fired up.
I saw that one picture of her watching the band. She thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. It is, but like I say, besides the face plant, everything was great.
Right. Both of them did. And you wish the game hadn't been so close.
It was a little close. It's hard to play the grandkids when you're scared you're going to lose, but that's fine.
But they didn't.
It was great. I love it when they come.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Look, it doesn't matter. I mean, these games that are being played right now where we have inflation and then the administration pretends we don't. I was talking to my mom about this yesterday. We were getting together for the big birthday weekend celebration, and she goes, you know, I know that I went to get coffee last week and it was $7.99, and I went this week and it was $9.99. I mean, in 1 week. I can see that. But anyway, so the spin out there is not reality. And we recommend that you diversify with gold and silver now, and we recommend Allegiance Gold because what they do that I think you're going to love, their approach is different than a lot of people because they focus on educating and developing a long-term strategy that's right for you and me. I mean, they don't just say, oh, well, this is what the other person did. This is what you have to do. Here's a boilerplate idea. They look at what you're trying to accomplish, your financial situation, how your retirement is set up, and then they customize it to your situation. And they have some of the highest ratings in the industry. You'll see that for yourself with TrustLink, 5 stars, AAA rated with Business Consumer Alliance, A+, from Better Business Bureau. So go right now, and it's the best offer they've ever offered, up to $2,500 of free silver on a qualifying purchase when you tell them that we sent you, Rick and Bubba, and use this URL, protectwithrickbubba.com. You can't control what the government's going to do, but you can control what you're going to do. You can also call them 844-790-9191. You want to mention Rick and Bubba. Protectwithrickbubba.com. That's protectwithrickbubba.com. So, here I am on my birthday weekend because, you know, the thing about, and I'm so happy for the Bussies and the Hounds, their new dog additions and all this, and Greg, his new yard dog. But you know, when you have pet, when you have, and I'll just use a dog, when any pet works, but you live under the heading of what about the dog? Hey, what about the dog?
Yeah.
You know, so here I am empty nesting on a beautiful Sunday morning with the sun creeping through the trees, spending time with the one and only living God, drinking outstanding BuzzBox coffee and enjoying myself. And now the dog, what about the dog, has now entered my beautiful Sunday morning because he's decided for some reason, you know, rocking all 9 pounds of himself, that he's going to roam the neighborhood like a prowling wolf. And so it didn't take much. I just went, well, that's it. I'm not going to spend my Sunday morning looking after this dog. And you know what? If he comes back, he comes back. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
He rode him off again.
And I was like, that's it. So keep in mind, I'm mad.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing my new button down that Sherry got me. And she was so excited about it. They look so good on you. All this kind of stuff. Whatever. And I think, I'm going to wear it to church today. So I'm sitting down. And all of a sudden, I hear him yapping. And I'm like, well, there he is. Now, if I hear him, I have to go at least make an effort to get him back. And that way that's done so I don't have to deal with it when we get home from church. And then these people who come up who really love dogs, and they have to pretend that we were distraught and I have to do that thing. Oh, thank God you brought him back. You know, I have to do all that. And my acting's getting less and less good with that. and so, thank goodness. We started to keep him. Oh, I'm so glad you didn't.
Wait, just go ahead.
He's so good, but I know y'all wanted y'all's baby back. Oh, you're oh my goodness, I wish you couldn't have found us. But anyway, do you ever notice we didn't have any signs up? But anyway, so I'm like, well, I hear him barking. I got to go
do my, you know, I got to be responsible. Can't let him run around. So I get up, and he gets to where he's like, oh, I can't remember how I got out. You know, and he's running so back and forth on the fence where he can't get in. And when I get up to make a move to get him, I rip my shirt.
No.
What?
My shirt catches
you, Rick.
On something,
in the yard?
Well, the fence. And,
oh. Rick's had this happen to him a lot growing up. I remember him getting in trouble for his clothes being ripped.
You mean your birthday shirt? You're supposed to wear it.
So my new little birthday shirt. I hear. Oh, and I looked down and I went, you can't have nothing.
The first time you got to know.
Look, 31 days in a row. That's all I asked for. You did 30 days in a row doing this right. On 31, on my birthday weekend, you're going to run the neighborhood, and now my shirt's ripped. And then you think about, now, Sherry, for somehow, this is going to be on me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now you can't even give me something nice.
Yes, you know,
and then I'm just like.
You know it is.
And then I get him back, and it's like he can't. He has no ability to reason. He didn't care about my shirt.
No.
And then for some reason, I don't know why we do this. You realize I ripped my shirt because you can't do what you're supposed to do? And he just looks at me like, I got no idea what you're saying. You know, I don't even know as much as Ruby. So you're the little human, right. Not the dog.
Not
so anyway, so imagine though, can y'all imagine the anger?
Oh, really?
Can you imagine just the frustration?
Knowing you and your personality with dogs.
Have nothing.
Yeah, that adds
then,
to
then
it.
You have this on top of it.
So I look down and I'm like, I'm not changing my shirt.
Oh, so you're going to wear it with a hole in it.
I'm like, and I noticed it was just on the shirt tail.
Okay.
Because, you know, we don't tuck. And so I was like, all right, if that hangs on front of my jeans, the darkness of my jeans and the shirt's black, you can't really tell.
Yeah.
That helps. Now, Sherry's going to spot it immediately.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, I'm going to walk into church ready to worship the one and only living God. She'll say, what'd you do with your shirt? Is that the shirt I gave you?
That's your birthday shirt.
Come on.
Yeah. I love when you get repeated the things that, like, you don't know.
Yeah.
That's your birthday shirt. I know. That's why I'm fully aware of it. I just got it a few minutes ago on my birthday weekend.
Tore it first day out.
And so but why did we do this thing where you talk to this animal?
I know.
Yeah, like
I do mine like that all the time.
If you just go down there and go to the bathroom and come back, and I said, I'm not sitting here with a ripped shirt. You realize this ripped shirt's on you. And he's just looking at me going, can I eat now? I mean, right. I don't understand this conversation.
Your tone, I think you're mad at me.
Yeah, he runs a little circle around like, isn't this great?
I'm back.
Did you see me roaming the neighborhood? Yes, I. And, you know, I'm telling you, little did I know then, the bussy door was shut.
Yeah.
And so.
You were going to revisit it after that? Y'all don't want that though?
I don't know what kind of situation I put myself in for this.
It's not good.
And I'm Sherry's not. She's not like Betty, or Lisa, or you know Amanda.
Yeah.
So see, Sherry basically looks at me and goes, "Hey, the dog's yours." I mean, so it's totally me and Buddy. I mean, it's
what a pair.
Buddy and me.
I thought when the deer nearly killed him that Sherry would have, you know, for a little while, Sherry was all in, but she's drifted again.
Yeah, she was traumatized.
Can we sing
that.
Me and Buddy, Buddy and Me anytime you bring him up?
Me and Buddy, Buddy and Me. So anyway, so once I finally, you know, Sherry sees it at church, just as I didn't want her to see it before we taught the lesson because I knew she'd be distracted. So after it was over, I showed her and we talked. And we go out to have lunch. And I did something else on my birthday that was really fun.
Uh-huh.
And I told Sherry, goes, anything you want to do today? And I said, you know what I think will be hilarious? Is because we ate lunch at a place that was near a Lululemon place.
Okay.
I said, I kind of want to go into Lululemon and act like I'm going to get something with the way I look.
Yeah.
And she's
go
like,
start
she's like,
to well, the racks and go through.
Because, you know, political correctness, I wondered. There's got to be in this environment, aren't people afraid to say you're too heavy to be in here?
Right. Yeah. We have nothing for you.
I walk in there, and the media, if you've ever walked into Lululemon as a fat person, they spot you.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as you walk in, they go, oh, boy. You know, and you can, because they know they have nothing
and
for
you. And they assume you're maybe shopping for someone else. Yeah. For a gift.
And by the way, I don't know what the obsession was at that place. It's always packed.
Yeah.
You know, and so I spot the salesperson. You can see, at one point I saw him trying to like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I haven't seen people.
They don't want to be the one to tell you.
I haven't seen people hide from me since the last time I went into the Home Depot. You know what I mean?
Rick, you should have grabbed an armful of stuff and said, where's the change of dressing room? I want to see how this looks.
No, so here's what I did. I stood there in front of the clothes.
And finally I said, hey, can you help me? And Sherry's literally trying to cover her mouth. And he looks at her, and I said, no, she doesn't need anything. I was wondering, y'all got anything in my size? And look, and I'm standing there, and he looks, he goes, what? What size are you? And I said I'd be double X. and he said, can you give us a number? I said, y'all got anything?
Double X.
Y'all got anything in the 42 area? Look, and he goes, we don't. But then you love this. I love where they try to cast you aside, but we could order you something.
Oh,
I said, no. So what is that? There's some Lululemon place where they make the big stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have it to keep it because there.
It's called Lulu Pineapple.
Because they're not going to take up shelf space at the actual store with those kind of sizes. None of us rarely walk in. I mean, it's one point where I walked in, I felt like Bigfoot. People were taking pictures of me. Fat person in Lululemon.
Right. And then he followed it up with, and what happened to your shirt?
Yeah, right.
You have a hole in your shirt.
So now we might have a shirt that'll fit you. I see you tore yours. And I said, you think you got a shirt? Well, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to make conversation.
We can order it.
It's very, very awkward. And I said, you have anything in lavender? So, yes, but nothing you could wear. Now we will take some calls here shortly, but I see that our friends at Edgar's Bubba, not only do they give us delicious breakfast every day, when we have birthdays, they provide delicious birthday cakes, and today is no exception.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Thank you, buddy.
Is it time to sing here now?
It's time. Yeah, go right
ahead. Happy birthday to you.
Everybody.
Happy birthday to you.
Everybody.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, boys. Thank you very much.
Rick, I hope Pace isn't watching or he'd be crying right now.
I know. We discussed this last night. We got to do something where he can get through after
he does not like it being sung.
Bubba, we have...
For some reason, though, it's your birthday. I wasn't allowed to see the cake.
No, because we actually did a Bubba theme.
We did.
Yeah. Hospital boy, hospital boy, hospital boy. Bubba, we have...
Hospital.
We have the guy from the board game... what is it called?
Operation. You couldn't get that?
They're supposed to be you.
Remember that game?
And here's the doctor cutting your liver.
One of my favorite games when I was a kid.
Yeah, you see that?
That is good.
Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Make him better, hospital boy. I love that.
That's it.
I feel like I hijacked your birthday here.
No,
right, with this
Bubba.
That's so good.
Even though you asked for a liver-shaped cake.
Yeah, Bubba, me turning 58, it's not a big number. It's not like I'm 60 or 50. And I got to be honest with you, a cancerous tumor cut off your liver is a bigger deal.
It is.
Well, I mean, you know. It just,
you know, it gives you something to look forward to through 58.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Now, when my liver's cut up, we'll make a big deal about it.
Right.
But
that is hilarious.
Remember when you would play Operation, you'd be anticipating the buzzer, you're reaching in there.
Man, they did a great job with that.
They really did.
That really looks good.
So
and, you know, it's buttercream, which I know you love, and of course you're not going to have any today.
Ooh.
But it's there.
Look at Running Buddy, otherwise known as your little brother.
Oh, I will have a corner of that.
I had to teach Greg almost start eating it without a fork. He almost started biting the side of it. You know what he did when you put the dog buddy's food down. He runs a circle.
Yes,
Greg ran a circle.
I did that. I love that circle. They did. That's so funny. I love when
I haven't done that, but I feel like doing it.
You're getting close.
Yeah. So Edgar's, thank you. That's a beautiful cake. Look how delicious it looks.
Golly, looks
that's
so
classic
good.
Birthday cake right there, Bill Bubba Bussy.
Beat it.
Welcome back, friend.
How are you gonna beat that?
Glad to be back, friend.
I think we've said this before, but the people at Edgar's can draw better with icing than I can with like a paint and pencil stencils and guidelines.
I can't draw anything.
Look, I'm going to pretend I'm getting Bubba's liver.
Let me tell you, I think I have an issue. I draw. There's no one that draws more poorly than I do.
Rick, I can't.
Nobody.
Seriously, I can't even draw a good stick, man.
No, I'm awful.
No.
I'm terrible. I can't do anything.
Can I tell you, that is hilarious.
Isn't that good? Yeah. That's good stuff right there.
There's more holes than that, but I got to just have it.
Well, we were going to do an actual cake that like a liver. But everybody,
kind of
everywhere we turned, everybody shut that down.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Nobody
you could have
would
done
do
German chocolate. It would look good.
It's the first Edgar's we ever got.
Yeah.
They were like, we're not.
We got out there and we hit the security guard and rail, and we're back in now.
Right. So, Bubba, the Tesla robots
Have you seen this? You were telling me about this.
Yeah, well, they've been teasing this for a while. And they even had one where they acted like they unveiled it. You remember it was a person dressed up like a robot.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So, but we got what we believe is the first look of the Tesla robot. Rick, watch it. Do we have audio of this too? Are they telling about it?
Oh, no.
Rick, this has been a project Tesla's working on. And
I've got another clip where they talk.
We're watching it come out at the unveiling.
Greg,
so
this is trouble right here, buddy.
Now get this. They're saying that these will be available initially for under $20,000 and that they're going to replace a lot of mundane things that humans have to do that they don't want to do around the house and the job. So I suspect you'll start seeing these in some places before long. You talking about the giant leap ahead. I mean, we've all thought this was coming when we saw the Jetsons, but here you go.
And here they are talking about it. And in a second, they're going to show the vision of what the robot actually has. And it's actually amazing how it sees the world. There you go.
Autopilot neural networks running as.
What do you mean how it sees it?
That's how it views. That's what the computer sees the world. Right here.
Yeah, when you see a rendered view, that's the robot. That's the world the robot sees.
That's the world the robot sees.
Does it have to be connected like that?
No. This is the object it should pick it up.
Were they worried about power? Yeah. Why is it connected like that?
I think this is just for the demonstration.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
But, I mean, the detail,
the same process as we did for autopilot.
It's wild. I mean, you can see a cord on the ground. And here you can see it working in the Tesla factory, moving stuff.
That's spooky.
Will it fold my laundry and clean the toilet?
That's the goal.
Yeah, that's what they're wanting it to do is the mundane things we don't want to do every day.
Bubba, what if it was the one cutting?
You said M-O-N. You're saying mundane.
Yeah.
Mundane.
I'm sorry.
What if it was the one cutting you?
Except on Mondays, and it's Monday.
Right. The birthday cake, and it didn't want you to have any.
Yeah, what if that was the job it would do? Then?
Not today.
I can't really talk about it.
That's when you
unplug it. I would rather cut a piece and bring it. I don't know.
Let me ask you this. Do y'all like the fact that it looks so human, but it still kind of looks, you know, it's walking
creepy, like
a robot? I kind of wanted one that rolled like the Lost in Space robot.
I knew we were going to get there. You know? I knew we were going to get there.
So you'd rather have that one with a little slinky arm?
Oh, yeah, he loves it.
That's a slinky arm.
Greg. 28 and plus years, he's loved that robot.
I love that robot.
It stops
kid.
There. If you bring up a robot, there. We're going to the Lost in Space, space robot.
But why not? It's so good. Danger Will Robinson.
I know you love it.
What about that one on Buck Rogers? You remember that?
Yeah.
That
boy, Buck.
This picture right here is one of the actuators in the leg of the AI robot. That means that's the thing that makes the leg go and walk and everything.
Ooh, I know a lot about it.
Here it is picking up a piano. Just one of the actuators. That's how strong these things are, too. Oh, so that's good. That means they could kill us very easily.
Oh, they could break our necks like it was nothing.
One of the two actuators in the leg can lift a piano, no problem. That's shocking.
How much does that bot weigh?
Good question.
I mean, it may need that to move around.
When will they be organized enough you can send them to the latest move your kids have pulled together?
I was going to say, two robots in a truck.
Yeah, two robots in a truck.
Oh, I like it.
Hey, Dad, my leash is running out of moving. All right, well, just call the robot people.
Yeah, they'll come
call
get
the
it.
Robot people.
Well, isn't that what they'd be called? Mm-hmm. That's my company.
They don't look like they move real fast, though.
That's
not
all right.
Yet.
Well, I hope they're not getting paid hourly.
Looks like they weigh around 160 pounds.
They look like the people moving at every restaurant I go in.
Yeah. And you know why the move to this is, too. It's just a cost thing. You think, well, they're $20,000 each. Wow, that's a lot. But if you think about some of these businesses that have people that do some of these kind of jobs and the liability that goes with it and all that, it's going to be a big savings for some businesses.
We've all been somewhere where somebody we thought, I'm thinking about the commercial airlines, where the person at the, you know, go there if you have, you know, problems to get you on a new fly or whatever, and it's like watching lava rocks move.
Yeah.
You know, on a lava lamp, that blob on the inside.
Yeah.
And really, is this moving any slower?
That's a great point.
You know, I tell you what it won't do. It won't take its brake and put its earbuds in and walk off like it can't hear you screaming. Right. It can't hear you screaming. We don't have a fly.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So they're 160 pounds and they're 5'8", so they're the perfect body type. from what I understand.
Yeah, pretty much perfect.
Yeah, this is going to go south. I have a feeling. Yeah. But
hey, I don't like the looks of them.
They just reach in there and grab your neck.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing to it. You don't need to make them that strong.
Rick, you could have a robot that takes the dog out and goes and gets him.
Nice dog. Find some way to pull me in.
Chasing. It'd come back and go, buddy, ran away.
Buddy ran away again. You forgot to charge me. I can't get over the fence.
You know, too, it is kind of amazing what a device.
I don't want that but walking around.
All of these devices are going to have to be, you know, charged up. And more. We got the cars. We got the robots. Mm-hmm. And California's still not able to cover what they got now with hot air.
We got people marrying trees and cats and all this. Somebody will marry one of these so fast.
Yes.
They'll marry one so fast.
Yes. I do.
Oh, my gosh. I can already see one in a wedding gown.
No doubt.
Could it go back to the grocery store if I forgot something my wife told me to get? Mm-hmm. You think that?
Well, I'm sure they'll make them, Rick, with some kind of exo covering. You know, that'll make them look like a real person.
Oh, you can count on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they got that now.
What I would do is I would take the robot, because you're still going to need two.
Okay.
The robot has its own vehicle, okay?
Yeah.
And I put it in a parking spot near me. And then I leave like I'm going home. So when I get the new thing that Sherry wants, when I'm on our street, I just call back to the robot, go back in and get that. And I'm still home.
Right.
Okay, there so I'm not turning around in somebody's driveway.
Right.
You know, it just goes, why am I still here? Oh, wait, we're going to have one more item.
You left me. No, hold on.
No, you stay here. I promise you we're out of paper towels.
You know, it was showing how the robot sees objects, like these plants or whatever, but it doesn't show how it sees human beings.
I think it's just like a big old piece of steak.
Yeah.
What I think.
Yeah, let's just say, this has got, did nobody watch the movie Frankenstein?
It's a robot.
Oh, look, it's alive. It's awesome.
The Matrix.
Remember when everybody thought Frankie was awesome?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
That didn't go well, right?
Mm-mm. Sure didn't.
You know, too, like one of the reasons they initially developed this was Elon wanted them to work on the space station. That, you know, go out and do the things that had to be done to change this and do preventive maintenance and all that stuff. And it kind of has just really grown out of that to these other things. But you got to admit, if that can go cut your grass, that's kind of.
I was
going
to say, what are the two?
They better
get
the moving a little quicker.
Give me two things in your life if a robot could do, you wouldn't have to do anymore. What are they?
At home, at home.
Speedy's already touched on my two.
Yeah. Everybody's already
with laundry and dishes. Those two, if I could knock out.
That's it, man. Laundry and dishes.
That's it.
Is there anything else? I know Bubba mentioned yard. That'd be a good one, too.
Yard would be great.
I already got that covered. I would probably go.
That's a big change on that.
You're right.
Don't have to be a robot. So
I can't think of
thank
any.
You, Richter.
I can't think of anything other than the dog I don't have covered.
Okay.
So I think I got to go with the dog.
Do they have a dog whisperer version of this? That'd be perfect.
Take
for you,
the dog
Rick.
Out. Do this with the dog. What about the dog? Take the dog to the vet. Pick the dog up from the vet.
I'd pay good money for the laundry and dishes to go away. I really would. May even get a second job. Oh, wait. Third job.
Yeah. 15 minutes passed.
I folded the laundry, and I'm sleeping with you tonight.
Oh,
what? You're kind of cute.
Wait, I got that covered, too.
All right.
But this time, I'm not sure. I mean, we're not talking about one of the big fishing tournaments here. I mean, what are they talking about, 29,000? I mean, it's not one of the million-dollar deals, but this is going to...
I think a 30,000 payday for catching fish.
No, you would, but I mean, is it worth cheating over is what I'm saying, because that's what our story's about.
Would I cheat for 30,000 if I could get away with it? Absolutely.
Greg Burgess.
Greg.
It's just a fishing tournament.
Right. You're saying you don't even think that's a sin. Nah. You know it.
It's just part of the whole tournament. See what you can get away with.
Right. Yeah. All right. So you're just saying that's being skilled.
That's right.
But anyway, they're showing all these fish cut open, and the allegation is that the competitors allegedly put lead balls inside the walleye they were catching to make them weigh more.
Fishing weights. And so, and you can't. I wish we could play the audio.
Rick, the crowd.
They are not happy.
Look, the crowd goes nuts.
First of all, they're pretty stupid. If you read the details, they were already under suspicion from the year before. Is that what it's saying?
Well, and they it's look what they did. So they made like 4 pound fish look. I mean, that's what it looked like 7-8 pounds.
They went too far.
They went too far with it.
Now these are fishermen that they're going against, so they can look and go, that fish don't weigh that. They can tell you by looking.
Yeah. And so one of the guys that was actually a part of the weigh-in, he felt a hard piece in the fish. That's how he was like, what in the world is this going on? So then they had to cut it open, and you see, it was all. When you see the little basket that they have all the weights in, it is crazy how many of these fishing weights that they had inside the fish.
Please look at that fish right there.
Yeah.
And look. And
hey, don't miss. Rick. People are screaming as loud as they can at him right now.
Right. And
some of the things are serious.
But, you know, it goes back to kind of what Greg was saying, and I'm not condoning cheating in contest. but what I'm saying is, if you're going to cheat, do a better job.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, take a 4 pound bass and maybe get him at
5.5.
Yeah. And you know, maybe 4.5.
They show.
You know, I mean, you don't jump to 7.
We watched the video, and unless I misunderstood it, it seems like when they were going, hey, the number to beat, 16 pounds. Mm-hmm. They put theirs up there, it was 30 something pounds.
Yeah. I mean, double.
Come on.
You could have just done 18 pounds and won it.
Exactly. They always go too far, and people win.
Look at the size of that lead that they pulled out.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a cannonball.
I was about to say, when they use those for fishing, what fish are they after with those things?
It's like a steel hush puppy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it, really is. It does.
All right, so but we may be able to get DeSantis in.
Yeah, you know, with all this going on and curfews and, you know, Florida's going to be rebuilding for a long time, you always have to worry about these idiot looters.
Yeah.
And, to me, there's nothing worse than a looter going pillage somebody's destruction. Mm. And really, I think if we'd shoot two or three of them, this would calm down. But DeSantis is kind of warning everybody that you don't want to be in the headlines for this.
The other thing that we're concerned about, particularly in those areas that were really hard hit, is, you know, we want to make sure we're maintaining law and order. Don't even think about looting. Don't even think about taking advantage of people in this vulnerable situation. And so local law enforcement is involved in monitoring that. You know, I told Kevin if the state needs to help as well, because you can have people, you know, bringing boats into some of these islands and trying to ransack people's homes. I can tell you, in the state of Florida, you never know what may be lurking behind somebody's home. And I would not want to chance that if I were you, given that we're a Second Amendment state.
There you go.
So he said it in a nicer way.
There you go.
That he couldn't be criticized for.
Yeah, but he still will be.
Well, more like the way I said it, I could be criticized. He said
right,
it nicer.
Right.
But if you're in there looting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
We've become so civilized on people that break the law. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So we got to get back so you pay a price.
Yeah.
And it's not. And then criminals weigh it and go, you know, it's just not really worth it.
Nope. Thanks for being with us.
Rick and Bubba's in Ohio.
Rick and Bubba.
Hello there, Rick and Bubba, inviting you to be with us tomorrow. We'll gather right here for a brand new Rick and Bubba show.
Rick, it will be a big and busy show, but it won't be the same without you, so be here with us, and we'll move forward.
Yes, tomorrow the number, 866-WE-BE-BIG, the Will of Meat's still in play, too. Catch us on tomorrow's show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.